Happy Easter, everybody. I got to keep reminding people of that. I work, by the way, for those that don't remember me, I've been here before. I'm Father Andrew. I'm the chaplain, hospital chaplain to University Hospital's main campus in University Circle. I don't have an assignment on the weekends, and Father Kreidler has found that out. And this is my second time down here, and he's also got me working over at St. Stephen's in West Salem. So I can't believe he's got this and that place. Please pray for him. He's got a lot of mileage, so hopefully he's gone for the week. Hopefully he's doing something fun and exciting this weekend. Yeah, this is Derby weekend, right, isn't it? So I've got this Mass, and I've got the two Masses tomorrow, so I guess I hit the Triple Crown of Masses here at St. Edward's. And I remind you again, we are still in the most holy season of Easter, and on on the week after Easter, I come back into my office, we've got ecumenical chaplains then, and I said, Happy Easter, and says, oh, Father, I didn't know you were Orthodox. And it's like, no, it's still the Easter season. And they were just, they don't know. And I was kind of saddened by that reality, because we are in the fourth week of Easter. So let me ask you this. How are you getting along with your Easter disciplines? In other words, did you break your promises of giving up something for Easter? I jokingly asked that as someone, and the response one was, it's like, oh, that's over. Oh, really? Not knowing the context of the answer in a number of ways, the answer is still wrong. Number one, Easter is not over. Liturgically, Easter ends with the Feast of Pentecost, which this year is June 5th. We spend approximately 50 days celebrating the reality of our risen Lord. And during this time, we are reminded of the promise he made of the sending of the Advocate, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit that will be with us always. So there will be a slight shift, and we'll start seeing the promises of the Holy Spirit coming. Number two, we do not stop praying, fasting, and giving alms just because we've passed some date on a calendar. The Lenten discipline of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving are the marks of being a Christian. How do you live your Christian lives? Because remember, you are forever marked as Christian in baptism, that indelible mark that was placed on your souls that can never be wiped away. I remember a sister drawing that big circle on the chalkboard and putting a little mark there and says, that's your mark for baptism. We also get another indelible mark on our soul in the sacrament of confirmation. And men who answer the call to holy orders, there's another indelible mark there that says they are forever marked as being ordained. The distraction of our human existence challenges us to remain vigilant in our Christian duties and to fulfill our threefold office as priest, prophet, and king. You are a priestly people. You are doing that right now. We are celebrating the Mass together. You are prophetic people. Go out and proclaim the gospel. And you are a kingly people. Build the kingdom of God according to God's plan and not man's plan. There's a difference. Because who here goes to the gym, gets lean, cut muscles, and then says, now I look good, and then stops going? All that hard work turns back to flab. You know what? Spiritual exercises strengthen the soul. And you know what? When you stop, guess what? Your soul gets flabby. So I asked this 3 weeks ago, and I'll ask you again, what are you giving up for Easter? What are you doing to keep yourself spiritually strong? We put a great deal of effort into the Lenten season, and now we grow old by eating what's left in the Easter basket. And oh, by the way, if you didn't give up chocolate for Easter, you don't get an Easter basket. 8 years ago, wow, 8 years ago, I passed a milestone. I now qualify as a seasoned citizen. I get seasoned citizen discounts. And you know what? I'm going to take advantage of them. I'm also a veteran, so I get 10% off at Home Depot and Lowe's. So if you're a veteran, be sure to get your discounts. So this is the reality for all of us. We're all going to get OLD, including you guys, okay? I buy all my personal care products at CVS. Great discounts there as well. Look at all the products they got there to make you look being 21 again. Who here wants to be 21 again? Everybody, I think, you know? And there are a lot of products that can help you think you can do just that. Now, we can deny the reality of our human condition, or we can embrace the situation. The current reality, and live our lives to the fullest that God has given us. It's a challenge. I think I told you this last time, I can't remember, but the secret to being happy, here it is, write it down. Conform your will to God and you will be happy. And you can accomplish much. Paul has literally seen the lights and now considers himself to be an apostle of Jesus Christ. He is. As my Pauline professor told me in the seminary, you never want to go up to Paul and say he was not one of the 12 unless you want a fist in your face. He was very much on fire. Got to remember, his early life as a Pharisee, he was persecuting the early Christians, standing by while Stephen was stoned to death. Not a very popular guy, even among the Jews. Both Paul and Barnabas spoke out boldly and said, "It is necessary that the word of God be spoken to you first. But since you reject it and condemn yourselves as unworthy of eternal life, we now turn to the Gentiles. For so the Lord has commanded us, 'I have made you a light to the Gentiles, that you may be an instrument of salvation to the ends of the earth.'" That is why it is important for us to understand the will of God in our lives. Paul understood his challenges and went on to evangelize the Gentiles, those of Greek, non-Jewish origin. Basically, everyone who wasn't a Jew. To which we are grateful as he spread Christianity over a large region. Paul gave us the earliest testimony of the gospel before the evangelists, and his many writings comprise a majority of our New Testament. See what you can do if you conform your will to God? Remember, Paul was a persecutor of the church. Peter denied Jesus. Yet look what they accomplished in his name. Remember, you can't do it alone. You know, that cross you carry, yeah, it's heavy. You can't deny the cross, though. But as the gospel passage says in Matthew's gospel, "Take my yoke upon your shoulders and learn from me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." He is there right beside us to help us. Paul and Barnabas went to Iconium, and the disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. Our focus during these remaining weeks of Easter will shift to the promise of the coming of the Holy Spirit. When you call upon the Holy Spirit in your lives, you can do great things in His name. You know, the servers and I, just before Mass, we prayed to you, please send your Holy Spirit upon us so that we may be mindful of our duties and give you fitting worship and praise. Ask the Lord to send the Holy Spirit upon you and all the things that you do, and you will be amazed what you can accomplish. Today's short gospel, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Father, the Creator, has given His Son His creation. That's us. The only way we lose sight of Him is when we turn our backs on Him. You know, God did give us a free will. He gave us our own free will to either choose to accept Him or to reject Him. It's called sin, by the way. And when we turn back to Him, again, conforming our wills to His will, that's when you're happy. And He sends us His Son, the Good Shepherd, that leads us to eternal life. It's a rocky road. It's uphill. And we need His strength. Remember, He fell three times. But He's just one step ahead of us, lifting us up and bringing us forward. So, we cannot become spiritually lazy. We cannot deny the reality of our lives. And we must conform our will to that of God. And we must follow Him. And when we do, that's when we will be happy, and that's when we will have eternal life.